in your chair by the window. It felt as if you'd returned. I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl, from Mars. You remember the time I knew a girl from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but playing cards. You knew winter and cigars, but you never told me your name. Do you remember the time I knew a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but playing cards. You knew winter and cigars, and I'll still dream of you. Still love you, girl, from Mars.
Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronavirus is today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this next hour, we're going to hear from Charlie Musselwhite from a nice release called One Night in America. Tampa Red on his slide guitar from the 1930s. Frankie Lee Sims as well, recorded in 1970 for Specialty Records. And we're also going to hear from Frank Frost, the Midnight Prowler. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's get the show started with none other than Bobby Blue Bland. This was recorded in 1974. This is called Yolanda. Bobby Blue Bland, here on the Deep Blues Hour. Rowhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Rowhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors of the theater may be closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House Cinema is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
You better leave. You better leave my little girl. Something wrong. You call my house not later than yesterday, 'cause I picked up the extension and I'm tired of what you say. Now why don't you just go gonna be wise.
You wake up early every morning trying to find somewhere to prowl. You know I'm a midnight prowl. I roam by the break of day.
Frank Frost and the title track to his 1989 album called Midnight Prowler, there from Frank Frost, one third of the Jelly Roll Kinks from down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. We also heard from Buddy Guy. That was Leave My Girl Alone from 1965, there from Buddy Guy. Up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Detroit Junior. His album Turn Up the Heat came out on Blue Suit Records in 1995. Here he is with Anybody Can Have the Blues, Detroit Junior, on the Deep Blues Hour.
I won't tell everybody that anybody can have a blues. That anybody can have the blues, because the blues is something that you have anytime you got something troubling you. The rich man had a blues because he got so much money he's afraid to sleep. Rich man had a blue. Got so much money, he's afraid to sleep. You know the poor people had a blue, cause they can't make enough money to make ends meet. The wine he had to get the blue. Every wake up in the morning, can't get no wine. The wine head get the blue. If you wake up in the morning, can't get no wine. You know the lawbreakers get the blue when they go in front of the judge and the judge gives them time. Thank you. You know I got the blues because the woman I love put me down. I say I got the blues. Woman I love put me down. When I woke up this morning, she'd already packed and left town. That's why I want to tell everybody that anybody can have a blue. I said I want to tell everybody that anybody can have a blue. Because the blues are something that you have anytime you got something troubling you.
Hi, we're the 1985, and whenever we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we like to pick up 13-year-old runaways at the Greyhound station and listen to WRCT! Woo!
Thank you. my mind. Every place I go, how much I love you. Nobody knows. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna do what in my life. Yeah, yeah, she ain't gonna worry my life no more.
Tune from Lightnin' Hopkins, entitled The Worried Life Blues, recording for the Bluesville record label. Plus, we heard from Lowell Fulson for Chess Records. That was Do Me Right. Up next, we're going to hear from Billy the Kid Emerson, recorded for Sun Records down in Memphis, Tennessee. Here he is with his tune called Red Hot, Billy the Kid, on WRCT Pittsburgh.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
I see her. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. Ha ha. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
Yes, she is. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot.
Man, I got a girl with a whole lot of bread.
Yeah, I see you don't let that go right to your head. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. My gal can do the shimmy, she can do the boogie too. If she ain't a gym dandy, she's a snapperoo. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. All right. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. She goes where I send her, she comes when I call. She cooks chicken every Sunday, and that ain't all. She's not too large, just 5 feet tall. She's a little bitty mama, but she's on the ball. My gal is red hot. Got a lot of loving, but money she really got a lot. My gal is red hot. My gal is red hot. She ain't got a lot of money, but loving she really got a lot.
Say, man, I got a girl that ain't never been kissed.
Yeah, and I got a girl ain't never been missed. My gal is red hot. She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot. She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Thank you.
Recorded 1951, that was Willie Love and Take It Easy Baby. That's from an Alligator release called Clownin' With The World. Before Willie Love, we heard from Frankie Lee Sims from his disc called Lucy May Blues. That was No Good Woman, recorded 1970 by Frankie Lee. All right, up next, let's hear from Big Boy Spires, otherwise known as Arthur Spires. From his release, this is the title track called Wrapped In My Baby from 1955. Arthur Big Boy Spires here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Wrapped in my baby, like the vines are around a tree. Wrapped in my baby, like the vines are around a tree. Crazy about my baby, she's so mean to me. Amarella, sleep under a willow tree. Spread my amarella, sleep under a willow tree. Good to my baby, she's so mean to me. Call me crazy, but why, I just can't see. People's call me crazy, why I just can't see. Cause I took the woman, she wanted me to be.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
If you lose your money, don't lose your mind. If you lose your money, don't lose your mind. And if you lose your sweet woman, why, buddy, you better not mess with mine. If you ever been down, I know just how I feel. If you ever been down, you know just how I feel. Well, I feel just like a darn soldier out across the battlefield. Baby, I'm going out west and don't want to leave you behind. I'm going out west and I don't want to leave you behind. Because I'm afraid that when I return, baby, I'm afraid that you won't be mine. Ah, sure. You know what I'm talking about. And then how do you think I'd feel to go away and come back and find you in another guy's arms? I'd take a brick bat and break your neck. And I don't mean maybe either. What's the use of walking, boys, when there's a freight train going your way? What's the use of walking and there's a freight train going your way? I heard the thing blow. If my mind don't change, I'm western bound today. Put your arms around me, baby, just like a circle around the sun. Put your arms around me, baby, like a circle around the sun. That's the way, baby, Papa Red wants his loving done. You hear me talking and I don't mean maybe, that's all.
Jack and Dad! Jack and Diamond. Jack and Diamond's a hard, hard to spell. Jack and Diamond. Jack and Diamond. Jack and Diamond's a hard, hard to spell.
Well, fine old pre-war tune there from Blind Lemon Jefferson, and that was the Jack of Diamonds Blues. Plus, we heard from Tampa Red, also pre-war, meaning before World War II. That was the Western Bound Blues, recorded 1932 from Tampa Red. Up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Baby Tate from his release See What You Done Done, recorded 1962. Here is What Have I Done to You? Baby Tate on the Deep Blues Hour.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. in your lonely room, in your darkest hour, think of me, darling. You're my desire. In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, honey, call on me. I took a dark road till I found the sun. Nobody loved me like my baby done. In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, won't you call on me? Find me on the rough side of town. Look for me, darling, when your blues come down. In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, please call on me. Stand out your window, another lonesome dawn. Remember the good times, baby. Honey, come back home. In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, you can call on me. Call on me, baby.
I got a dream with treat them. Treat me mean all the time. I got a mean mistreat them. Treat me mean all the time. Well, it's got me worried, baby. Keep me mean all the time. Yes, I'm gonna leave this town walking. Baby, are you up on my mind? Yes, I'm gonna leave this town. Oh, you treat me mean all the time. I'm gonna leave this town, woman. Were you off my mind? Yes, you got me trouble, baby. Keep me worried all the time. Yes, you got me worried. Keep me trouble all the time. Yes, I want you to leave. Baby, the trouble all the time. Yes, you keep me in trouble. Keep me in trouble all the time. Yes, you don't love me. Nothing like you. To me, darling, keep me worried all the time. Yes, you're about to run me crazy, baby, all the time.
Just heard a song right there from T-Model Ford from his release called Jack Daniel Time. That was Mistreatin' Woman. Plus we heard from Charlie Musselwhite on his harmonica from his release One Night in America. That was In Your Darkest Hour. Well, thanks for tuning in for this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve. Stick around, more great music coming your way here on WRCT Pittsburgh. To leave you now with the last few moments of this song, Blue Guitar by Earl Hooker, here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Black Lives Matter community. White supremacists on the mall, chaos. Where do we go from here? Chaos, challenging the legitimacy of democracy, or Black Lives Matter community, trying to forge connection between all concerned citizens to radically reorient the government back to its original purposes as articulated by the founding fathers. Chaos, white supremacy, community, love of all peoples. That's how we make a start.
That's Michael Eric Dyson, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Michael Eric Dyson on chaos or community. In his 1967 book, Where Do We Go From Here?, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote these prophetic words: "A true revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. The oceans of history are made turbulent by the ever-rising tides of hate. We are now faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. This may well be, Dr. King says, our last chance to choose between chaos or community. More than five decades later, the chaos is all too apparent. A raging pandemic with its mounting death toll, acute economic distress, a climate in peril, and the fury of the January 6th insurrection and all that was behind it. We are at a proverbial crossroads. What will it be, as Dr. King asks, chaos or community?" Our guest today is Michael Eric Dyson. He's an internationally renowned scholar of race, religion, and contemporary culture, and is Centennial Chair and University Distinguished Professor of African American and Diaspora Studies at Vanderbilt University. Among his many books are April 4th, 1968, Holler If You Hear Me, Searching for Tupac Shakur, and Jay-Z, Made in America. This online event was hosted by the University of Colorado at Boulder and Metropolitan State University in Denver on January 22nd. And now, Michael Eric Dyson.
When I think about the legacy of Dr. King, born in 1929, died in 1968, 39 years old, didn't reach 40, in the process of his life, in the process of his career, in the process of his activism, he certainly was committed to notions of racial justice, of nonviolent, non-cooperation with a system of evil, non-cooperation with injustice, which is why he said injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And so when we look at Dr. King's legacy and ask, well, what is its relevance to what's going on now? We can turn to his most noteworthy speech. That is the I Have a Dream speech in 1963, August 28th, to mark the 8th anniversary of the death of Emmett Till. And as you all will remember, Emmett Till was the young 14-year-old boy traveling from Chicago down to Mississippi, supposedly whistled at a white woman, was abducted from his uncle's home in Mississippi, taken, shot, beaten, had a 70-pound cotton gin tied around his neck and tossed into the Tallahatchie River. And when they recovered him, his mother refused to have a closed casket funeral because his face was so hideously disfigured. She wanted the world to see the impact of racial hatred on the body of Black people. And so there was no Twitter, there was no Facebook, there was no Instagram, but there was Jet Magazine, and the circulation of that idea, the circulation of that picture really changed the game and motivated people all over the world, like George Floyd's death did. And in this case, Rosa Parks remembering the death of Emmett Till, stayed on that bus in Montgomery, Alabama, 1955, and then determined that she would no longer cooperate with the mandate for segregated busing. Black people in the back, white folk in the front. And so when I think about Dr. King's speech, and of course, there's a peril in only focusing on the I Have a Dream speech. It would be like, you know, your favorite singer or rapper or performer or artist, and all you focus on is one song. Could be their greatest hit, but if they've had other songs, Stevie Wonder, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Kodak Black maybe. So just got out of jail, or at least pardoned from the former president, along with Lil Wayne. So Dr. King had more than one speech. We know his I Have a Dream speech, but the speech he gave before he died, the night before he died, was arguably an even deeper dive into the history of American resistance to social justice and the encouragement of America to embrace the movement for the radical redistribution of wealth, for anti-capitalist beliefs, to combat anti-blackness, to put forward his anti-racist agenda, and to talk about class inequality in America. But in that I Have a Dream speech in 1963, besides the I Have a Dream part that everybody knows about, I have a dream one day my four little children will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, right? Everybody knows that. Or they know down in Alabama with its vicious racist governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will join hands with little white boys and white girls and sing together as sisters and brothers. I have a dream, right? So, wow. But in that speech too, he had some other things. He starts off by saying 50 years ago, what do we all immediately think of? Y'all are historians, right? I'm glad you said so. Abraham Lincoln. 50 years ago, you know, in his great speech, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Then he goes on, this momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope for millions of Negroes who were manacled in slavery, right? The shackles of enslavement. And he said, but we are marooned on a tiny island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. Wow. You know, this poverty in the midst of all of this wealth, we could say that even today. And then he said, the whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundation of this nation until the Negro, as Black people were then called, is granted his or her citizenship rights. We're going to be revolting. Now, we ain't going to go to the Capitol and tear stuff up. Oh, we're not going to go there and tear it down. We're not going to desecrate the holy space of American civic life. You want to ask the people, what y'all mean?